Hey, happy day. Are you sitting around bored? You kind of got the COVID blues and you want to chat. Why don't you chat with me? I want to talk to you. Send an email. The first half a dozen or so emails that we get, we're going to reply to and set up invitations with Zoom. And we're going to look at each other. We're going to chat. And we're going to fix the world. You and me. Nobody else. Just a one-to-one thing going on. And we'll talk until we drop. So why don't you do that? And in your email, tell us where you live so we can talk about your place, maybe. And the city, the state, the province, whatever, and wouldn't hurt either to tell us what you do and what email address do you want the Zoom invitation to go to. And a girl in my office will send it out, and we'll get on that phone together and we will chat while looking at each other. Hey, the commies, they are in charge in California and so many places, but I'm in California still because in Canada, I don't think the politicians there have read the Constitution, you know, because there is this freedom thing, I think, that the citizenry are allowed. Right, but I can't come back to my own country effectively because of all the new rules that are there, so I'm staying here. So I accept that in California, like Canada, there's commies that are in charge, the inmates are in charge of the asylum. I accept that. And the other day, I woke up on the left side of the bed and I said, Self, better be talking to myself. I am now going to comply, I am going to do what everybody says, I'm going to follow the rules, no more pushback from me. Something, hey. So I thought I'm going to go to the gun range and I'm going to shoot. Boomity boomity boom boom. But first, I need some ammo. So I went to a gun store and there was a girl behind the counter. When I went up to the counter with the ammo, she said, strip down. I said, what? I'm thinking to myself, what? Then I remembered. I got up on the left side of the bed. I got to comply. So I stripped down. I took all my clothes off and I was standing there and the woman, she had the shocked look on her face and was beet red, and everyone else was looking at me. And she looked at me, she said, I meant the credit card strip down. It's been suggested that I shop elsewhere. Canadians, they got a taste just the other day of what the world would look like without a newspaper. Thank goodness they issued papers, or published papers, I should say, with a blank cover on it. They want more money. But right now, about $60,000 a year goes towards each and every employee that work in the media business. The taxpayers pay that. The government owns the press. And what they don't physically own, if the title's in somebody else's name, they control it because they give them so much money. The CBC, they do own, and other ones, they might as well own them with the control that they have, right? These newspaper people, the people that are running it, they no longer do news, they do opinions only. That's my job. But you know what? It's bad. I say, hey, go away. If you can't keep up, leave the race, you know. Some of these people that are working at newspapers today, they probably still sell buggy whips in their spare time and work on cotton futures and things. You know what? That ain't so good. Call Canada. Blah, blah, Canada. I'll get it. They have fallen behind recently with other developed nations with regard to the number of shots to do with the vaccine. Well, of course they have. Everything that they say they're going to do, they don't do, they can't do because they're led by fools. We're led by fools in Canada. Have you looked at the management recently? Go to any company, check out the management. And if they look like the management that you have leading the entire nation, would you buy their shares? Not very likely. I mean, the securities commissions in Canada, they won't even accept a company to go public if the management is weak. I mean, look at the website, the Liberal website. I think it's liberal.ca, should be liberal.crazy. And look at all the people that are in charge, and they don't even have pictures or show the bureaucrats who work under these leaders, right? I mean, firstly, they're all from other countries, pretty much. So the globalization has already come, right? You got people in charge of big areas of the government in Canada that are from India and I don't know, a bunch of different countries, and kind of makes you think that we've already lost. Gunter, Lauren Gunter, he's a well-known journalist in Canada. He's one of the good guys. He says this in a recent story that the Liberals likely will be re-elected, even though they have messed up so badly on vaccines. You know what? He's right, because these guys are Teflon. They will win. They probably cheat because they're left-wing whacks, and they have no competition from the right. I mean, but really, they're not hard to beat. Like the Prime Minister of Canada, he can be beat so easily. When I was a kid, my dad said to me, if you ever work for Pepsi, ever, don't tell people how bad Coca-Cola is, tell them how good Pepsi is. You can do the odd taste test now and again, but you need to focus on what you have, on your strengths. We need a politician to stand up, in other words, and say, we will do this, we will do that. Instead, all they focus on is how bad the government is now. We know that already. We get it. We're out and about. We see mismanagement. Wow, they can't lead us out of the wilderness. We need somebody who can. Instead, the conservatives, they talk and act like the liberals. There's nothing new. Give us something profound. I'm going to do term limits. We're going to reduce the MP ridings by 100 because we pay people to do nothing. We're going to get rid of the governor general. Ah, they don't do any of that. Politicians, you know what? If I was half as smart as I think I am, I would still be twice as smart as them. Lastly, I got some profound stuff for you. Profound. Las Vegas, Nevada, the Strip. I think virtually everybody thinks the Strip is part of Las Vegas. It is not. Has never been. There's two unincorporated towns called Paradise and Winchester. And that's where, that's a Strip. It's a strip of land that's bare with regard to taxes, at least not bare with regard to casinos. They're all there. The New York, all the big ones, they're all there. When you say Las Vegas, let's go to the casino downtown, that's the Nugget and other ones that are actually in Las Vegas. The Strip isn't and never has been. They've tried, the administration of the city of Las Vegas has tried forever to pull them in. Let's get them to be part of our city so we can have the tax base, right? Kind of makes sense to me. And I know this stuff. I found this out 40 years ago because I owned a casino in Las Vegas, and wow, that's a long time ago. And I was so shocked then, and now I wanted to share my shock with you, and now you know stuff. Hey, y'all come back and send an email. Don't forget that Zoom email if you want to have a chat and tell me stuff. We can ask each other questions, and that would be admin@writeaddition.com. See ya.